Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The bodies of two fishermen missing from a western Alaska village have been recovered. Searchers yesterday found the bodies of 55-year-old Peter Nanook and 35-year-old Justin Nanook of Unaklit near the mouth of the Golsovia River, about 20 miles south of the village. Troopers in Nome on Sunday night received a report that the two men were overdue after a fishing trip. Here in Juneau, police say a man armed with pepper spray robbed a Lemon Creek liquor store Monday night. The suspect is still at large. The Juneau Police Department described him as thin, 6'2", with reddish-brown eyebrows. He wore a camouflage scarf or bandana over his face, a gray hoodie, blue jeans, and black shoes with white highlights. The store clerk at the Liquor Barrel told police the robber threatened him with pepper spray and then left the area on foot with money in a black mesh bag. The employee was not injured, and he called 911 just after 10 o'clock Monday night. You can call Juneau Police Department with tips at 586-0600. The Alaska man accused of killing five people at a Florida airport is scheduled for a hearing in Anchorage to be sentenced in an earlier domestic violence case. Esteban Santiago had agreed to take part in a deferred sentence program that included completing an anger management course following the 2016 incident. The 27-year-old was charged with assault and criminal mischief after police say he broke through a bathroom door and struck his girlfriend in the head. Prosecutors say Santiago will not attend the hearing. His Anchorage lawyer's office won't say if he'll phone in from Florida, where he's been in federal custody since the January 6th deadly shooting at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood Airport. He's accused of retrieving his gun from checked baggage after landing, killing five people and wounding six others. A three-hulled sailboat from the East Coast continues leading the motorless pack in the race to Alaska. The Massachusetts team Pure and Wild Freebird was about one-third of the way from Victoria, British Columbia to Ketchikan. That was as of yesterday. It also led on Monday. The 750-mile race began last week with a qualifying round from Port Townsend, Washington to Victoria. The British Columbia team Bad Kitty and Washington State team Big Brodina were in second and third place. Bad Kitty's boat is a catamaran. The other two leaders are sailing trimarans. About 30 other teams remain in the race, while sailboats are leading the pack. Rowboats, paddleboards, and kayaks are also making the journey. And the Coast Guard is offering free public tours here in Juneau of its new cutter Bailey Barco tomorrow and Friday. The Bailey Barco will be moored near downtown Juneau. Tours will be available from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow and Friday. The 154-foot fast response cutter is the second of six Sentinel-class cutters that will homeport in Alaska. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies, more showers for today and tonight. High today about 55 to 60 degrees, low tonight about 40 to 45 degrees.